Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. This is episode 153, the Yo-Yo Girl episode. You'll find out why in the Quilt Diaries. I have to tell you, I keep recording this introduction, and each time I sound even stupider than the time before. I'm going to try it one more time, and then I'm just going to say hi. Listen to the Quilt Diaries. Thanks for all the comments. I did get great comments. In fact, let's go right to the comments. If you want to comment on this episode, come over to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com and leave a comment. Or you can email me. I love the emails, too. They count. And you can email me at fdowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, at nc.rr.com. Remember, you don't even have to listen to comment. You know, I just love comments. All right. I got a lot of great comments. Let me say thanks to everyone who did comment. I got a couple comments from Tammy. Tammy's laughing at me because in my last blog post for last week's episode, I put my selfie that I had posted on Facebook and my hair sticking up, and she thought it was funny that I felt I needed to mention that my hair was sticking up on purpose. But you know what? When I posted that picture on Facebook, Tammy, someone said, "Oh, bedhead." I'm like, yeah, right. Anyway, so now I'm sensitive about that. I need you to know that my hair is sticking up because I wanted it to. Who else did I hear from? I heard from the wonderful Miss Noni with all kinds of interesting information. Heard from Pam from Hip to Be a Square, who I think this is really lovely. You know, I've been asking for your quilting stories. Did your mom teach you how to quilt? Was your mom a quilter? Did she teach you how to quilt? Now, Pam was sewed growing up, and her mom sewed as well, but she started quilting. Pam started quilting as a way sort of to bond with her mother-in-law. And I just thought, that's really nice. Isn't that nice? I heard from Laura, who also thought Pam's story was really nice and kind of wished that she had a daughter-in-law like that. Now, I don't know if that means that Laura has a daughter-in-law who's not trying to bond with her, or maybe she just doesn't have a daughter-in-law, but is dreaming of daughter-in-laws to come. I hope my daughter-in-laws are nice when I get them. I do. Maybe they'll quilt. I'll teach them how to quilt. I heard from Jay Burditch. Jay, you gotta let me know what your first name is. I'm just thinking that your first name starts with a J and then your last name is Burditch, but your whole name could be Jaburch, which is really fun to say. And it was good to hear from you. But if you want to let me know what the J stands for, that would be super cool. I heard from Lynn, another one of us whose mother sewed and sewed clothes but did not quilt. And she says that her grandmother quilted, and she remembers sitting under the quilting frame and listening to the ladies talk as they hand quilted. Can't you imagine that? That would be so cool. I was the kind of kid who like sat at the bottom of stairs and eavesdropped on adults' conversations. Yes, Mom, I did that. I definitely would have been the kid under the quilting frame. Heard from Quilt and Jenny and Very Lazy Daisy. Yay. And from Katie R. Except you know what? I'm saying Katie R. But I hear other podcasters say Kati, I think. And I know you're from Hungary. And I wonder if I'm saying your name wrong. Tell me how to say your name. I want to say it correctly because you always leave such great comments and are just a lovely person. Heard from Quilting Jenny. In my last episode, I couldn't remember the kind of star that I've made. And Jenny's always filling in my blanks for me. If only I could hear her as she's yelling in her car down in Atlanta, going, "Lemoyne, it's a Lemoyne star." I'm sorry, Jenny. I know I drive you crazy. You are good to continue listening to me. And not only that, but commenting, thank you. Heard from AJ Dub, a.k.a. Amy. Heard from Marianne, who's another fan of the Super Slider. In one of my quilt diaries, I'm working on the mosaic. I started quilting it, and I am using the Super Slider, and it's really cool, and it really works. So I am a fan. Heard from Tina, who likes my pointy hair. Thank you, Tina. And heard from Miss J. I got two comments from Jay. Did I get three? No, and I heard from Darla, Scientific Quilter. Usually, Darla and I communicate via tweets. That would be on Twitter. So it's fun to get a comment. Heard from Terry, who explained to me her name. Now, so names, obviously, I'm a little fixated on names this episode, but Terry spells her name T-E-R-J-E, and she explains that T-E-R-J-E is a very common male name in Sweden. My sisters and I all have male names, and that's mine. I pronounce it like Terry, although it is traditionally pronounced Terja. I refuse to believe my parents were hoping for a boy, but the evidence is rather overwhelming. Oh, but Terry, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm sure that they are so glad they got you, and I'm so glad they got you. You're all so glad. And I heard from Debbie. Yeah, you know, I really thought I would get this episode posted earlier, but I can't post now until I hear from Terry and Debbie, and they came in a little late this time, Monday. Pretty late for you guys. But so good to hear from you. Debbie says she had never heard the term age bomb before. You know, last week I was talking about how I used to age bomb people. I think that's my own term. I think I coined that phrase. So I probably should copyright it so I can make lots of money off of it. Now, Debbie points out that she's 60. She really does not look 60. And, you know, I kind of want to get away from that. Oh, you don't look 60. You don't look fit. You know, because why is it not okay to look 60? But she looks quite fabulous. And anyway, she says that she is embracing being 60. She, in a parenthesis, I did have someone tell me today that I had real cool boots, though. I believe that. Debbie's pretty cool looking chick. So, hey, that's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from everyone. And I got some good emails. I heard from Chris and I heard from Barbara. And and really, email me. I love getting emails. Or write me a letter. Whatever. I just like to hear from you very much. Now, I feel I've been with a cold. You know me. I don't remember what I say one week to the next anyway. But if I go for a long time between quilt diaries, I'm not sure what I said. Although I think my last quilt diary I recorded yesterday. And I think you are all up to date in that quilt diary. The fact that I'm quilting the mosaic quilt, that Will and I have started a Christmas tree quilt for Christmas. Yes, I hope that I explained that. If not, I'll explain it more. There's not much to explain, right? We started a quilt. It's cute. There's a picture on the blog. Other fun things on the blog. You can see a basket full of my yo-yos. I put pictures of the quilting that I've done so far, which I like how it looks a lot. You'll see a picture of my quilting notebook, which I worked on updating while I had a cold. And I found a fun link called Unpacking Collections, The Legacy of Questa Benberry, an African-American Quilt Scholar. And this is actually a very short video on YouTube. I don't know, I just thought it was neat. So I linked to it. I did it for you. You know what? I think we should just go on with Quilt Diaries because I've gotten so far in this introduction now without being thoroughly stupid, only a little stupid. I don't want to blow it by saying more words. So why don't we just do that? Yeah, let's do that. On to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. I still have a cold. Oh my goodness. But I'm getting better. And in fact, I only spent the morning sitting on the couch in front of the TV. I got around 1:30, I got up and I went upstairs and made beds and collected laundry and dishes and all the, I want to say riffraff. That doesn't sound quite right, but nor does bric-a-brac. There's a word for what I collected. Flotsam, jetsam. I think that's what I collected upstairs. And so I was feeling like, all right, I'm back on track. This cold is over. And then all of a sudden I got downstairs. It's like, wow. I'm really tired. I need to go sit on the couch again. So I'm back on the couch. But I think we're on the tail end of this cold. I'm going to try not to have any coughing fits while I talk to you. But I wanted to tell you what I've been doing while I'm sitting here on the couch, besides watching all 18 episodes of Freaks and Geeks. Did you ever watch that? It's a great show. It's a great show. I've watched the whole series, oh, I don't know, at least a couple times. We videotaped them way back in the day, and so I've got them on videotape, but of course we have no VCRs anymore. But it takes place in high school in Michigan in 1981. So I was a junior. Junior, senior in 1981. I graduated in 82, and it's very reminiscent of my high school experience in Northern Virginia, just going to a humongous high school. Just the clothes are the same and the kids look the same, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing that I don't get is a lot of girls, a lot of the characters in Freaks and Geeks have really long, absolutely straight hair, either parted on the side or parted in the middle. I mean, which a lot of girls have now, and I don't remember that as much. I mean, really long hair, down to the small of their back. And when I was in high school, there was a lot of, I mean, we were sort of out of the Dorothy Hamill wedge look, but there was a lot more feathering going on, as I recall. So I've been watching Freaks and Geeks. I've been making yo-yos. I just decided, I don't know what got me back on the yo-yo thing, but I have made about 45 yo-yos for a yo-yo quilt, which is really not a quilt, you have to admit, but whatever you call it, we're going to call it a quilt. And I love them. And I got a little yo-yo maker. I mean, it was 2 or 3 years ago. I made a few yo-yos, but not many. And suddenly, I've just been a yo-yo machine. Very fun. This is a good hand sewing project. I really did not want to work on quilting the mosaic quilt because, I would just mess it up so badly with my head so fuzzy. And then I would spend weeks picking out bad stitches. So this has been a good project. The other thing I did, which I'm so happy about, I've been meaning to do this forever, is I sat down. I have this very nice big binder. It's very pretty. It's very girly. It's like pink and maroon, and that doesn't sound pretty, but it is. It's a nice sort of florally, paisley kind of pattern. And over the years, I've just stuck stuff in there that's kind of quilting related. I finally organized it, and then I went through a huge stack of quilting magazines, which I never get rid of because you think, oh, what a good resource. But then if they're not organized in any way, you don't, I don't really go through them again. So I probably went through maybe 25 magazines and made up different sections for my binder, including Quilting 101, and I have like 4 articles on binding, plus a class on Craftsy for binding. So one of these days I'm going to get my binding mojo back. So I have a section for patterns, a section for the sampler quilt with all the tutorials that Jay has done over the years, and I have a section on quilt history and other things. I can't remember what else, but oh, yeah, no, I think that's right. But there are a couple of things. Just can't remember them now. But I just sat down and went through and saved all the patterns I thought, I might make someday. It was also just interesting to look at patterns and to kind of study them. I did put EQ7 for Mac on my Christmas list, and I think that will be really fun. I hope I can figure out how to use it. If I can't, I think Will could. But it's interesting because you see a lot of sameness. But I don't know, because I've just been in this quilting thing for 7 years. So it's like, it'd be interesting to go through 25 years of quilt magazines. It's just, stars are everywhere. Stars are ubiquitous. Has this always been the case? It's just such a seminal pattern for quilts, or has there been a star thing going on for a while? I'm sorry, my mind is drifting. I'm starting to nap as I'm sitting here talking to you. Perhaps you are too. By the way, and I'm sure I'll mention this in the introduction, but maybe I'll remember that I said it now. Just funny, because I just got the latest comment from Quilt and Jenny, who once again is having to scream. She's driving along listening to the podcast. With the last episode, I was trying to come up with the pattern name Lemoyne Star, and I couldn't remember it. I'm always making Quilt and Jenny scream at my podcast, like telling me but I've forgotten. I think I drive her crazy, but I think she likes me too. I hope so. I like her. Now, stars, 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 stars. So, is it just been the last 5 years there've been a ton of stars, or has it been forever? You tell me. You tell me. So, those have been my cold projects. So, I feel kind of, I feel it. This has been interesting because, I'm trying every year. I try to kind of prepare in advance for Christmas. And this year, I was really on the ball because last year I kept good notes on what we need. You know, I've baked some cookies. I've just, like, you know, got the boys' gift lists or Santa Claus list. Not that anyone's house believes in Santa Claus, but God forbid we stop having Santa Claus. It's going to go on forever. My parents did Santa Claus for us for a long time, too. But, you know, and I know if you've got kids, especially teenagers, you're having the same issue that everything's digital. So you can't just go to the record store and buy the 10 greatest records of the year, right? Because they get all that stuff online. It's all digitized. It's hard. But came up with gift list. Have got a gift list for the man, and the man is pretty good. If you sort of push him and say, "I need your gift list," and he gets going, he comes up with some stuff. And I came up with my stuff. So hey, good. And then I got calendars. I printed out calendars, and then and it's all supposed to start. You know, and I've done stuff, and then I get sick, and I just had this thought today. Where I was just like, you know what? I mean, you're going to get everything done, whether you get it done slowly over the course of a month or just 2 weeks of rushing around. And every year you try to get started early, and maybe all I'm doing is stretching out the torture of getting ready for Christmas, and maybe I would just be better off doing everything just starting, let's see, well, next week, right? That would give me 2 weeks. When is Christmas? Christmas is, I mean, I know it's the 25th, but so I think 3 weeks from Thursday. So yeah, so a week from Thursday, just go, all right, I'm on it. I'm starting to wonder, maybe just like, why not just be stressed out for 2 weeks instead of 6 weeks or 8 weeks as you start panicking? I'm going to ponder this. Having a cold is not a bad thing. I actually, I complain. I moan and groan. Oh, I got cold. But as far as being sick, I used to think I just hated colds. I don't really hate colds. I hate being sick where you're just tired, where it wipes you out, or you're nauseous. You know, having a cold, it's a drag, but it's kind of also fun to have an excuse to sit around and watch TV and drink tea and make yo-yos. I mean, I kind of enjoyed myself. I like having excuses to do nothing. I think I should do nothing more often. And, you know, last year I did my best, sabbatical year. Oh, my goodness, that reminds me. I'm supposed to have Bible study tonight. It's Tuesday. Usually we have Monday night Bible study. And I need to text Rick and tell him I'm not going. And I may just take a pass until January, you know, because it's like, yeah, I may. Although the crazy dude is not going to be there tonight, but I'm not going to be there either. So I kind of, it's like I missed my free pass from the crazy dude. Yeah. Anyway. So I've been thinking about that. Just, you know, having a cold, not feeling, you know, just kind of sitting. And nothing in the world, you know, the house is kind of icky. Not that I'm, you know, a major house cleaner, but I kind of keep things tidy. And it's not tidy. But otherwise, you know, the kids have gotten to school. The dog's been fed. The family's been fed. We're all good. I don't know, maybe I should just sit around and watch TV and make yo-yos more often. I'm thinking about it. But I am thinking about next year, my plan for Christmas, other than it's good to have gift lists. It's good to work on the gift list, which I work on, you know, for several months, just to write stuff down as it comes to me if I get inspired. But other than that, you know, why not wait till December 11th and then just take care of it? Because we don't decorate till then anyway. So those are my thoughts, my rambly thoughts for you today. But I am excited about my notebook. I'm looking at it actually now, and I see it's more like, it's big pink and orange flowers. And some of the flower, what, I don't know what you call it, the stamen, whatever it is in the middle, the pupils. They're kind of a purplish burgundy. It's kind of cool and funky and girly. And it looks so neat and organized. Now, I have to say, I've got 100 more magazines to go through. But who knows? Maybe I won't feel very good tomorrow. Except I'm really getting into this yo-yo thing. Now it's like being a little kid. You know, do you ever do that and like start crocheting a chain? And you just get obsessed with your chain and making your chain as long as you can make it. And every day, like after school, you sit down and you work on your chain. That's how my yo-yos are becoming. for me. I feel like I'm 10. I sound like I'm 10. All right, well, anyway, I just wanted to update you. Yo-yos galore and a nice notebook with different sections. I feel like the organized quilter. I'm very excited about this. So that's the news from Lake Wobegon. And I hope to be back soon, a little less congested, a little more clear-eyed, clear-minded, with some quilting news, particularly about, you know, I think my next, once I get up off the couch, one of my next projects is going to be setting up the quilting area on the dining room table. And we're going to get quilting. So anyway, that's it for now. See ya. Quilt Diary Day 2. Believe it or not, it's Monday. It's Monday, December 8th. I thought I was going to finish this up this weekend, and I don't know what happened, except that I got working on other things, quilty things, you'll be glad to know, one of which is the quilting of the mosaic quilt. I now know what I am doing with the mosaic blocks themselves. So we have mosaic blocks alternating with white blocks, which is the piece of square negative space. And in the mosaic blocks, I am quilting each square. There are 16 per block with a flower pattern that I found in the most recent issue of the American Quilter. And I have pictures up on the blog, so I'm not even going to try to describe what I'm doing, but I like it. Can you hear that I'm not at the tail, I'm past the cold. But still kind of got that demi more raspiness that surfaces from time to time. But that slowed me down last week. But that it was good. It was good to be slowed down. It really was. I think so. I did a lot of yo-yos. So that was fun. I kind of enjoyed just sitting in front of the TV making yo-yos. Knowing that there was really not much else I could do. I did. I kind of enjoyed that. Now it's tempting to do it this week too, but I've got some writing I need to do and just some living. I've got living to do. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with my negative space, but I did get the new Angela Walters book. Let me find it. It's called Shape by Shape, Free Motion Quilting with Angela Walters. And it's been recommended by a couple people. I think Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us recommended it. And Candy over at Quilting Bits and Pieces recommended it. And hers was the first review I'd heard of the book, which I just knew I had to get it. And it is, in fact, the book I've been looking for. Now, I did get a book this fall, earlier this fall, called Quilt is Desired, which I also think is good. A listener recommended that, and I'm glad that I got it. I found it very helpful. But Shape by Shape is really getting to the meat of my problem. What I realized, and what I've been in the process of realizing over the course of the fall, is I don't know how to read a quilt in order to quilt a quilt. I think because when I started out quilting, machine quilting my quilts, I was stippling. Right, and stippling is a whole quilt process. You don't pay attention to blocks. You don't pay attention to units within the block. You just overall quilt. And so when I was trying to expand my repertoire, what I was continuing to do was look at the whole quilt and look for designs that somehow you just repeated through the whole quilt, regardless of the blocks. And what I've slowly come to realize, because you know what? I am a slow learner. I occasionally have flashes of true intelligence, but I really am a slow learner, especially when it comes to visual stuff and math stuff. But what I realized is I was going about it the wrong way. Not when it comes to stippling. Stippling's an all-over process. But when getting into somewhat more sophisticated free-motion quilting, you have to look at blocks, and you have to look within the blocks to units within the block, whether those are the 16 squares of the mosaic quilt, or maybe, you know, I don't know, there might be larger units within a block that comprise a block, and you say, all right, here's how I'm going to quilt this unit, and here's how I'm going to quilt that unit, and you may have different plans for each unit. Or you may have, you may be going on a block-by-block basis, which I certainly have done. I like the spiral, right? And I have quilts in which, say, if there were nine, I'm looking over at one of my quilts, a star quilt I did a couple years ago, and that is a 16 square block. And so the quilting, I can't swear that I didn't spiral block. The quilting doesn't show up very well from where I'm sitting, but it's possible that I could have done four spirals per block, right? And so looked at four units within each block. It just took me a long time to figure out that that's what you do. And I feel like the Shape by Shape book really gets at that, and not only gets at that, but says, hey, here's what you can do with triangles. Here's what you can do with squares. Here's what you can do with half square triangles. And on, here's what you can do with circles. Here's what you can do in blocks of negative space. So I have not decided what I'm going to do with my blocks of negative space in the mosaic quilt, but I will get there. I'm going to go ahead and quilt the rest of the mosaic blocks. I've quilted maybe three or four, and I have pictures, and the backing looks really good. It's a dense quilting, but you know what? I like dense quilting. I really do. So I think that Debbie and I were talking about that when she was here, that how much we really like the densely quilted quilts. Debbie, don't sue me if I'm misquoting you or misrepresenting you. I know you wouldn't sue me. That's a silly thing to say. Anyway, so I got to work on that. Of course, realized I sat down Saturday and sketched and did some practice quilting on my quilt sandwiches, and the flower design that I chose from the most recent issue of American Quilter is not complicated, so I had it down pretty quickly. So I got to work and then realized, like, I'm not gonna, I don't have enough thread to do this. I stay fairly well stocked in various, I use Aurifil when I quilt, in various whites. And you know me, apparently one white or another white, it doesn't matter. As we know from the mosaic quilt, I'll just don't differentiate between the whites. But I usually have a good number of spools of white thread, but I really am low. And then for the backing, I have a solid violet backing, with the exception is I sewed in a few leftover mosaic half square triangle sections from the mosaic quilt. And so I guess I think they're leftover sections really from the border, and I sewed them in. But I decided to use a violet thread. That would sound like violent thread. That would be a good quilter punk rock band name. The Violent Threads. Let's do that. Who wants to do that with me? Let me know. Anyway, and I knew I didn't have enough of that left. So I went over to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday, and I found that actually was not Aurifil. That was something else, the Mettler, whatever that is. And they only had two small spools of that, and I just knew that was not going to be enough. So I got some, I can't remember now if it's King Tut or Superior, or Superior is King Tut, and I'm just saying King Tut because Will had a pyramid project to do this weekend. So much of our weekend was also consumed with that. Not necessarily doing it, but encouraging Will to do it and guiding him. He has the hardest history teacher in the world. I like her, and I like how hard she's pushing these kids. She's pushing them past their comfort zones, I have to tell you. But this way, I've told Will, he's getting his hardest teacher ever over within sixth grade. So that's very cool. Anyway, so what is it? Superior, got a different kind of thread. Pretty close to the violet thread I had before. But yes, I did have to stop and go out and get new thread because I just knew. I just did not have enough. I think that's the end of that story. Okay, so, but plan on Sunday to continue with the quilting of the mosaic quilt. But Will says, let's do a Christmas quilt. I think he actually must have said this on Saturday. He did. He's like, when I finish my pyramid, let's do a Christmas quilt. Well, we went on Pinterest. I said, let's go on Pinterest and see if we can find something very simple. And I was thinking of a table runner that someone did, someone, one of the quilters, and I'm sorry, I can't think of who it is right now, one of the quilters did Christmas trees. Very cute. Loved it. Looked fairly simple in design. And so I was thinking, well, maybe we can find a simple Christmas tree quilt. And we did. We found one. And it was from a macaws pattern. The block was just, it's 2.5 strip, 2.5 inch strips, different greens and reds. And, you know, you can imagine what I'm talking about. And then you do the half square triangle. What is that called? I want to call it like flying geese, where on either end of a colored strip, you do a half square triangle. Is that what it's called? If it is, like flying geese units, you would think I would know this. Why don't I know it? Jay is like banging her head against a table right now. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I also had a Skype session with Jay. But if I go there now, I'm going to forget about the Christmas tree. But suffice to say, with the Christmas tree quilt, we've made two blocks. And we went to Joanne's after church yesterday and got some more fabric. Because as Jay and I were discussing in our Skype session on Thursday, I have very little green fabric. Lots of red, because I love red. So we went and got some Joanne's green fabric, Christmassy. And so I've been cutting out the strips and the sizes called for in the pattern. And Will is arranging the strips on the design wall, and then I'm sewing them together. So we've done two, and I'm working on two right now. Although I really need to finish this up and go make dinner, which is leftovers. And Jack is sick, which is sad. But that does mean dinner's very, very casual tonight. Because the man usually doesn't get home till a little bit later. Can you hear the NPR? The NPR horns? That means it's 6. So, my quilting was interrupted by the beginning of the Christmas tree quilt, which I think is 12 blocks. So we ought to be able to finish the blocks by the end of the week. It's a very straightforward project, and Will is amazed because I told him I could make the quilting on the picture we found is really cool, and it looks, it's the background is white, and it just looks like snow or some, and it, maybe I'll link to a picture, because you know I'm terrible at describing things. Anyway, so that is going to take precedence right now. It's fun doing just some straight ahead sewing, you know, because this Christmas tree block is not a hard block. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, that's where I am. I did have a great Skype session with Jay on Thursday. We are moving ahead on our sampler quilt. Next up is a basket block. It's kind of 2015, year of the basket. Not really, but the American Quilt Study Group. I guess every year they focus on a particular kind of quilt, and they're focusing on basket quilts. So when Jay said, well, we could do this kind of block or that kind of block, and one of the blocks was a basket block, I said, let's do the basket block. 2015, year of the basket, babe. So I haven't even gotten close to doing that, but yes. But we had a good talk, and it's just good to see her. Good to see her via Skype. I was listening to somebody, and I can't remember who now, if it was Tanisha, but someone was talking about Google, that there was some sort of Google chat going on over Thanksgiving. I don't even know how to do that, but it sounds like a multiple Skyping kind of situation. I don't know. You people are so advanced. Anyway, so that's where I am, and I'm going to end this now with the idea that I will later this evening eat my tail, do the introduction and get this posted, because I have the blog, www.theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I've got that all ready to go, with the exception of pictures of the developing Christmas quilt. This is kind of fun, and Will's into it, and he really likes colors. He's also into the idea of me getting an EQ7, because he likes to design stuff. So yes, more on that. But anyway, that's it for now. I will see you next week. I hope that the holidays are leaving you feeling merry and cheerful and full of joy. And remember, life is short. Quilt first. See you soon. Bye.